You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with a sense of how the markets have been performing, and joining me for this discussion all the way from New York is our usual analyst on a Wednesday, David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth. Good evening, Uncle David. Hope the run was fantastic. Happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you. I was going to say, when I was listening to you, I said, in my 1976, my daughter was born. Yeah. So
I'll be sure to add that to the facts for the day.
Please remember, March the 20th.
There we go.
Spring day here. Yeah. And it's 4 degrees centigrade. So you can imagine. But Central Park, beautiful. Daffodils out. All the blooms are out, the cherry blossoms, magnolia, and so on.
That doesn't sound very springy. 4 degrees doesn't sound like a warm temperature.
No, you don't go running in a t-shirt, that I can guarantee you.
How are the markets handling everything in New York? How's the vibe in New York at the moment? I mean, Fed Chair Powell's going to speak momentarily or sometime later today. Is there anything even happening in New York around this?
No, it's very quiet at the moment. I think, you know, just judging by how the markets are responding now, I think everybody's waiting to see what Powell says, really what's ahead. But I mean, we've been discounting this for some time. Jimmy, you know, I always get worried. Analysts get optimistic. Yeah, we're going to hear something good, the dot plot and so on, and it never works. You know, one thing about Powell, it continues to disappoint. So I don't think he's going to give the market anything to cheer about. But we don't need cheering. You know, I'm talking the global markets, or certainly US. They're in record high territories. There's still plenty of activity taking place, even with interest rates at these high levels. You know, the tech industry is so much talk around it and so much interest around it. I just had a quick squiz around here, around New York. It's still New York. There's still plenty of people walking up and down. The roads are crowded and so on. So it's a vibrant, very strong economy. But I don't want to get too possessed or obsessed with inflation. You know, I don't think it's all, you know, it's not all that important if it stays at the, or if rates stay at these kind of levels. You want companies that can actually survive, just even if rates are high. That's the point I'm getting at. You know, you don't want inflation high, but I mean, higher rates, if they do stay at these kind of levels, it's good for savers. It gives savers an alternative. You know, they don't have to be forced into the market. So anyway, I focus on what's happening here.
Uncle David,
fundamentals.
Why do we continue to not listen? We've seen time and time again that Jay Powell does what Jay Powell wants to do. He was very clear about it in the pandemic. We will manage the situation better than we managed the 2008 financial crisis. Yet markets every single time still come in with this level of false optimism, as you rightly mentioned, and say he's going to change today.
He's not. You know what I'm saying? He's not. And that's why I think we get so carried away with it. Don't, you know, that's why I say focus on the fundamentals. Look at the businesses. Look at the companies. You know, read what they're telling you. I loved what we've heard from NVIDIA now. You know, I've been following this conference. And I think when you see the technology that's taking place and, you know, this huge concentration on AI and things around it, you know, not only AI on. To me, that's much more exciting than trying to work out whether the inflation rate is 3.13% or 3.136% or whatever it is, you know, the fourth decimal player. Just, I don't know. Anyway, but, you know, it's much more fun looking at what kind of chip NVIDIA is going to bring out.
Let's look at NVIDIA for a second, because at north of 900 odd dollars a share, and I mean, we've seen that we've chased down that $1,000 a share price. We're now back at 880 odd dollars a share. How are we reading that? Because clearly the stock has run. I mean, if we look at just what, less than 24 months ago, we were at $100 a share at some point. Now we've definitely run, and is there more upside?
I think so. You know, I always look at it from a different point of view. Are they going to keep making profits? Yes. You know, are they going to continue? In other words, they're not going to, what might What's difficult to understand is the share price, but not the business.
Mm.
And they keep telling you that, you know, they're launching new chips. They're telling you who's going to buy them. And if you want them, you better start buying them now. And this, you know, it sets forth so many different designs around these chips. It gives the manufacturers or people in, you know, writing apps or writing AI programs and so on, just so much scope. So, yes, we might get a year where the share price does nothing, but it doesn't mean it's going to fall in a heap and go nowhere. They're still generating huge amounts of cash, and it's going to take a long time before competition even challenges them. So we're getting obsessed again with, should we hold NVIDIA? Shouldn't we? Should we take some money off the table? Yeah, look, if you've got them, stay with them. If you're going to buy them now, probably very, very difficult to make that decision.
Mm.
But, I'm certainly not – selling. If clients want to pay the capital gains tax, that's up to them, and to say, this is how much capital gains I can handle, fine, okay, we'll sell some for you.
That is quite a difficult conundrum, yeah. Because it's run so hot that the CGT, yeah, on that would likely be quite a handsome sum. Uncle David, while you've been running through New York and while you've been enjoying the 4-degree weather there, platinum counters in South Africa actually had a good day. This is not something we've been able to say very often, and I don't know if we're going to be able to say it again, but let's look at it for today and for what it was today. There was actually some green.
A lot. And remember, it was a futures closeout. Okay, so the trade today was over 40 billion, which we haven't seen. And leading the way were plats. Why? I don't know. You know, when I say why, obviously, there's a lot of churning and trading taking place, which makes it very difficult for us to read. Are we seeing the bottom? Maybe. I reckon that the we've seen the bottom in platinum and palladium prices. You know, I don't think we're going to see much lower, you know, give or take a few dollars here. In other words, the chance of it going up is much greater. But when does that time come?
Mm.
And, you know, who's buying it at the moment? So you're seeing a lot of churning. It's one day up, one day down. It's very difficult to read. But as you say, today was one of those good days. And why? I don't know. You know, I couldn't find anything in the platinum prices that really gave me, you know, that has made us rush in and buy them. In fact, most of the commodity prices are kind of, you know, under a bit of pressure. But I think what might be driving it, and this is what we're watching out for now, is that we're going into a period where rates will come down, you know, where inflation will come down, and where you're going to see the Chinese economy given a bit of a lift. You're going to see the European, the UK economies given a lift. And maybe those with, you know, very brave investors are starting to position themselves. I'm much more optimistic about the second half of the year than perhaps the first half of the year. I think we're going to see some very good economic indicators, which, you know, which could support what we're seeing now in the market.
Almost a sense that the markets have priced in the absolute worst, or the absolute the worst case scenarios and the most bearish scenarios that they've seen in recent times. I mean, we've gone through the pandemic, we've gone through interest rates, we've gone through a myriad of problems and challenges and things, and the markets are at that point saying there's nowhere but up from here, surely.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. And I think don't underestimate what happens to markets when interest rates start to come down. And when they do come down, they come down fast. You know, they will come down regularly. And I think it makes a big difference to growth. And I think the one thing that we need, I'm talking globally, is probably more growth than less growth. You know, we need more growth. So you don't want this to continue. You don't want to continue into a period where growth is under pressure. So, and we're reaching that. If you look today, even if you listen to Christine Lagarde, they already talk. They talk about reducing rates. It's when, that's all. You know, it's not whether it's going to happen or not. It is going to happen, but when? That's what we're debating. And even in the UK, you saw today, you know, inflation coming down quite dramatically, lower than everyone expected. So, yes, we're now going to start talking about rates coming down there. And, of course, Powell will give some kind of hints that, which he did say, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that, yeah, we certainly will see rates, I don't want to say certainly, that's not fair, but we will probably see rates coming down this year as well. So, yeah, By the end of the year, we're going to talk about much stronger platinum markets.
Sticking with the growth story for a little bit, do we forecast that this upcoming growth cycle or this upcoming bull run is going to be bigger than what we saw coming out of the 2008 financial crisis? Because obviously coming out of that, there was a lot of consolidation for a couple of years, and we were in that consolidation phase here, but there's new factors at play here. We've got AI coming to the fold. We've got markets that have gone through so much more. Do we see the next bull cycle being that much more significant than what was, say, 2009 onwards?
It will be safer. It will be safer.
You know,
I don't think safer means it's more easier to read. At that stage, we were in such a level of uncertainty. It was a very difficult period to understand. You know, banks are much more secure than they were then. You know, we never knew which bank was going to fall over or write off. You know, it took years before those banks were in a position where we could feel safe about them. You know, so much speculation during that period that came out in the aftermath of the 08-09. You know, and you look at the European banks, you know, it eventually kind of toppled Credit Suisse, it toppled, you know, Deutsche. All of these banks are under pressure, even in the UK. That's where the UK the US authorities were much safer. You know, Bernanke and Powell. Not Pank, Bernanke and Geithner and Hank Paulson. They took decisive actions in pushing up the banks. Bringing in more liquidity, refinancing them, recapitalizing all of those. And so we went through a very, very difficult period after the 08-09 crisis, which we're not finding now. The world economy is in much, much better condition, which you can see in a lot of the corporates. So this is going to be much easier to ride. We haven't had proper bull markets for a long time, you know, driven by economic growth, not by false stimulus, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? That's why I said to you earlier, you know, that's why I said it's much better to have economic growth with rates high than with them at zero, you know, where you've got free liquidity, you've got money, and you just start taking punts. Those are dangerous bull markets. This is going to be much better.
Well,
you're still young. You didn't remember the 08-09. I didn't realize how long ago it was.
Well, this is the nice thing. This is the advantage is the youth get to leverage off of the years of experience and the trial and errors that you went through in the 2008 financial crisis. And we get to make slightly better decisions, hopefully. And on that note,
it was a rough time.
we're grateful you went through it, so we don't have to. We'll leave it at that, Uncle David. Thanks for the time. Wish you safe travels. That's David Shapiro of SASFIN joining me to reflect on some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as where markets are sitting at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.